Mike Bobo joins us on Sports Byline. He's the new coach at Colorado State, replacing Jim McElwain, who took the Florida job in football. He grew up in Georgia. He played his college ball at the University of Georgia, where he's one of the Bulldogs' outstanding quarterbacks. And I know your dad was a coach, and I've talked to my other friends like John Elway, asking him about his dad, Jack Elway. And it always seems to come out, Mike, that it's a two-edged sword. What was it like for you?
No question. I'm gonna be honest. Early on, I didn't know if I wanted to play football, or it was tough. My dad was always saying, I'm teaching you life lessons. You're getting experience, and not necessarily on the football field. It'd be spring breaks and stuff like that. My buddies, they'd be heading to the beach, and he'd always have jobs at the house. We'd be putting in hardwood floors, or we'd decide to paint the whole house, and I always had the manual labor part of ripping up the boards or scraping the paint off with a little 6-inch scraper. And I'm like, Dad, why can't I use that blower you're using over there? He said, no, son, you're getting experience. And it was definitely tough. And I wouldn't be where I am today, or even had the chance to play at the University of Georgia and get a great education, if it wouldn't have been for my father instilling the work ethic and showing me the way things should be done. And very, very appreciative of him and my mom and how they raised me.
Was he a perfectionist when it came to coaching?
He was, and his favorite line was, repetition is the mother of all skills. So, we were going to rep a certain play or a certain footwork or drop over and over, and it had to be done right. And there were countless hours of repping the same play, the same drop over and over. It was my whole eighth grade through my senior year. It was up three times a week in the morning at 5:30 in the morning, just doing the same drops over and over and over again.
Mike, one of the things that I know growing up in the military, and I think it's the same for anybody that grows up in a coaching family, there's a lot of movement about. But I found, as I reflect back on it, it gave me great comfort, great confidence, and great versatility. Was it the same way for you with your dad moving from job to job?
No question. I lived my whole life in Georgia, but he worked for four different high schools, and we lived in 15 different houses, and you always moved, and at times you always thought it was the end of the world, but it was a chance to kind of get out of your comfort zone. And it was one of the reasons why I wanted to move and take this job. It was a great chance to be a head coach in a great place like Fort Collins, but also my kids, all they've known is Athens, and growing up in the same house. And my oldest is 11. My youngest is 7, and me and my wife were talking, they need to experience new things. They need to move. They need to have to make new friends, because, before long they'll be leaving the house, and if all they know is Athens and this little bubble we've got them in, I don't know how well they're going to be successful. So I'm excited for them to go through adjustment. I think it's going to help them grow.
I thought it was interesting, your quote, I didn't know if I was growing like I should as a coach. And a lot of coaches probably wouldn't look at themselves in that sense. Tell me what it was that triggered that in you, Mike.
Well, we'd had some recent success. We've had a lot of success at Georgia under Coach Rick, and the last few years have had some success offensively. I didn't feel I was growing as really like I should as a person, as a coach. And we'd had the same staff there, and everything had kind of become a little bit comfortable. I knew the routine, I knew what I had to do every day, and life was almost too easy. Now, yes, we want to win every football game, but as far as getting ready and preparing, wasn't having the strain or the stress, and I was almost craving a little bit of stress and a little uncomfortable feeling. And that was, I tell you, I was recruiting a kid by the name of Van Jefferson, who ended up signing with Ole Miss when I was at Georgia, and his dad's a receiver coach at Tennessee Titans. And we went and saw him, and we're visiting with him. He had a sign in his meeting room, and it said, "Get comfortable being uncomfortable." And I'm sitting there thinking, I'm not uncomfortable enough, or making my players uncomfortable enough. I gotta become a little bit more uncomfortable. I gotta learn to grow. And then sure enough, a week later, I get a call from CSU, and I said, this is meant to be. The Lord's telling me I need to get going and move on. And fortunately enough, I was able to get the job.
What was it that your wife said to you, started whispering to you, that got you to seriously thinking about this?
Well, you know, our kids were getting older, and if we were going to do it, we thought we needed to do it before, you know, they got high school age and got really, really entrenched in where the change would be good, but it wouldn't be too stressful for them. They were still young enough that we felt we could pick them up and move and still be able to be successful.
What was it that you did in vetting Colorado State and also kind of breaking down the offers that you had? Because over the years, you candidly admit that you got telephone calls and people asking. And when you're a successful not only quarterback coach but offensive coordinator like at a school at Georgia, you're going to get calls. So what was it about this situation that really intrigued you?
Well, there's a number of things, and I've told this to people a lot the last 5 months, but number one, it had to be a great place to raise my family. Didn't matter whether I was moving them across the country or moving them to a neighboring state. It had to be a place I felt comfortable in raising my family, and people I talked to that had lived out here and the research I did were just on the internet, had nothing but great things to say about Fort Collins, the community, and how the university is the center of the town. Is very much like Athens. It's a college town, and that excited me. The second thing, I had to believe we had a chance to win. And they've got a long tradition of football here at Colorado State, won 15 conference championships, with the last being in 2002, and then the recent success under Coach McElwain, two straight bowl games. It excited me, and I believe we can build a consistent winner here. And the third thing was the support from the administration here, and I was going online, and I'm reading stuff, and they're building a brand new on-campus stadium set to open in 2017. You know, and I didn't know, you know, really where it was going to be, how many it was going to seat, but that showed me that there was a commitment to athletics and a commitment to football, and I really had to have all three. It couldn't be one or the other. I had to have all three. If it was a great place to raise a family and great support and administration, but I didn't believe we had the players or a chance to win, and I wouldn't have took the job. Or, you know, it was the greatest place in the world to coach, and we have a chance to win every game, but it wasn't the right place for my family, I wouldn't have took the job. And I truly believe that CSU is a place that we can get it done here for a long time.
You know, it's interesting, Mike. You've heard the adage, defense wins championships for you, but you've worked with quarterbacks, some pretty good ones, Matthew Stafford, Aaron Murray. Tell me a little bit about today's football game, college football game. Where is the emphasis today?
Well, it's funny. We're just a buddy of mine had just shown up out. We got a team camp going on, and I was introducing him to defensive coordinator. You know, and we're talking about, if they don't score, we win. And, you know, when somebody else said, oh, just hold them to 21, you know, that's what Coach Russell used to always say, the longtime defensive coordinator at University of Georgia. And I said, well, it's about 31 to 35 if you can hold them to that nowadays and have a chance to win. I really believe, you know, having been involved with football my entire life, guys are just getting taught better at a younger age. They're exposed to more football. They know more football when they go into high school. It's better coaching in high school. When they get into college, they're more prepared than ever. You know, I remember when I first started coaching, you were teaching guys how to, you know, take a snap, take a drop, where, you know, these guys are well-schooled on the little things and the fundamentals. And then scheme-wise, too, they know so much more about understanding coverage and what, you know, cover two is, what quarters is, what man-free is, what blitzes are, you know, where, you know, you never dreamed about trying to get a freshman ready to play in college. And now, you know, a lot of times if they're in a really, really good system in high school, they might know more than some guys that you've already got on the football team. But at the end of the day, it comes down still to blocking and tackling, and we're going to try to be a physical football team. And I believe you've got to have a good defense. And I think you can help your defense by running the ball some. Now we're going to run the ball, but we're going to still spread it out and throw it around, which we did at Georgia. But we're going to let teams know we're at the ballpark by trying to establish physicality as well.
Mike Bobo is with us. He's the new head coach at Colorado State. Mike, you know as well as I do, the foundation for any good program is recruiting. And recruiting at Georgia, big name school, obviously has a reputation, success and everything. Colorado State has had success, but I don't think you'd put them in the same category necessarily as the Southeastern schools, including Georgia. Have you given any thought about any adaptation you may have to make in pitching Colorado State as a school to get an athlete to come to?
Well, there's no question that this is going to be a little bit different. Recruiting in the Southeast, the states are a little closer together, and a lot of times you can drive to the neighboring states. Obviously, you recruited Georgia because it was your home state, but we recruited heavily in South Carolina and North Carolina and Alabama and Florida, and they were all within driving distance, out here in Colorado. You know, there's going to be more of our recruit guys, and they're going to have to fly in. Obviously, we're going to recruit our state, but they've had a heavy tradition of recruiting the state of California and the state of Texas, and we'll do that as well. And then we'll venture down south like everybody else does in the country. I've been recruiting. It's not, been recruiting in the Southeast for the last 15 years. And when I first started recruiting, it was more you're recruiting against the Auburns and the Floridas and Alabamas and Tennessee. And now everybody in the country flies into Atlanta, and we'll fly into the big cities in the South and try to recruit. And I think it has a lot to do with these kids nowadays. They're, before, a lot of times you recruit a kid that never been on a plane. Now these kids fly everywhere. They know how to travel. The communication's so much better, and being able to communicate with families if you're not there, in the same state. So, we're going to recruit everywhere. Our base is going to be here in Colorado and California and Texas, but we will venture south and use some of this technology that's invented to try to recruit some of these guys here.
We got a couple minutes left. I'm going to take you back for just a second. One of the national assignments I had on radio and doing play-by-play, 1998, the Outback Bowl.
I was hot that day.
Boy, I tell you what, they could not cool you off. Just for people around the world that are listening, Mike completed 26 of 28 passes, including 19 in a row, 267 yards, a touchdown, and was named the game's most valuable player as Georgia went to a 33-6 over Wisconsin in the 98 Outback Bowl. Do you have any better understanding about why you were so good that day?
Well, it's like I tell everybody. I like to say that it was me and I'm that good, but I had a guy by the name of Hines Ward who played receiver for us, who's going to end up being in the Hall of Fame, two-time Super Bowl winner. I had a running back, Robert Edwards, who's a first-round draft pick to the New England Patriots. We had a sophomore kid that played offense and defense for us named Champ Bailey that caught a couple passes. We had two tackles that were drafted in the first round. I had a lot of good players around me. And it was one of those days that really I didn't throw the ball well that whole bowl practice. And it was one of those days that we completed a couple of short passes and screens and everything kind of clicked. And I think Wisconsin – they were a very young team, and we were a senior-laden team. I think Ron Dane was just a sophomore that year. And it was one of those days that the seniors had wanted – my career at Georgia, we hadn't played on New Year's Day, and that was our first – our goal was to, get back Georgia back to being a prominent program, and took a lot of pride at getting in the top 10 and finishing out the year. And we were ready to play that day.
In about 45 seconds, was there any way you were not going to go to the University of Georgia after you grew up and played your football at Thomasville in Thomasville, Georgia?
Well, it's funny. I really grew up an Auburn fan.
Right.
Because my dad had a couple of his players when he coached up North Georgia that went and played at Auburn. And I grew up, and we were in South Georgia, and Thomasville was closer drive to Auburn than it was Athens, and we went and saw a couple games, and I'd never been to a game in Athens till my first game I dressed out in, and it just happened to work that it was the right situation for me. And when it came down to it, I said I got a chance to play for my state school and play there, and I really liked the coaches and liked the academic program there, and it was just ended up being a great choice and a great fit, and Georgia will always be a place I call home.
Well, Mike, I want to thank you. Also, thank you for giving me a great broadcast back in 1998 in that Outback Bowl. Congratulations on the job at Colorado State. I want to stay in touch with you, follow you along the way, and we'll stay in touch and continue talking some good college football. Thanks, Mike.
I'd love to, Ron. Thank you for having me on.
Right. Mike Bobo, again, new head coach at Colorado State, replacing Jim McElwain. He took over the job at the University of Florida. And, of course, he grew up in Georgia, played his college ball at the University of Georgia, where he was one of the Bulldogs' outstanding quarterbacks. We continue across the country and around the world. Good to have you with us on Sports Byline.